Today is Cinco de Mayo, which is not really an American holiday. It's not even Mexican Independence Day. The 5th of May actually celebrates the Mexican militia's 1862 victory over the French army in the Battle of Puebla. But frankly, for many gringos stateside, Cinco de Mayo is really about this. No, not maracas. Margaritas. That was the sound of a margarita being shaken by the skilled hands of Josh Jameson. He's a bartender at Lolita in Boston's Back Bay. Margaritas are a low-end staple of cruise ships and beach resorts, but the drink and the tequilas they're based on are being reimagined as a high-end cocktail. Yesterday, I visited the bar at Lolita to learn more. Yeah, I know. Tough job. So we're here at the bar, which is a great bar, by the way. Nice.
Thank
solid
you.
Wooden bar. And there are cases of tequila, I see, yeah, behind us. So what are you going to make for us?
I'm going to be making a couple different drinks. One is the signature spicy cucumber margarita. And the other margarita that we're doing is aptly named the Naughty Pineapple.
The Naughty Pineapple.
That's correct, yes.
Naughty as in N-A-U?
Correct.
G-H-T-Y? Yes. Okay. I guess we'll find out why.
Yes.
That's aptly named.
Yes.
All right, so as you make it, go ahead and describe it.
Okay, I'm going to be taking a handful of fresh English cucumber, where we're going to add a pretty large chunk of serrano chili. Serranos are a bit hot, much hotter than what I think a jalapeno is. Then what we're going to do is going to muddle up these ingredients. And we're going to add some ice. And we use our Avión Reposado tequila. So this is fresh lime juice and simple syrup. And we're going to just shake this up. And this is the spicy cucumber. I'll let you try that there.
Okay, listeners.
Yeah.
For you, I am trying the spicy cucumber margarita at Lolita. Oh, wow. The serrano definitely adds some bite to that.
Oh, yeah. You get a lot of bite from the serrano, and then the cucumber is designed to cool it down.
I suppose tequilas are like any other specialty alcohol, that they come in all sorts of varieties and
quite a few.
There's,
I think that's something that people are coming to understand a lot. Tequila is one of those liquors, I think, a lot like bourbon and whiskey that people are afraid of. And they're starting to understand how diverse tequila can be.
Okay, well, I'll just nurse this while...
Yeah.
What's next on the list?
Why don't we do the Naughty Pineapple next for you? We're going to add a very generous amount of fresh pineapple here. And we're going to be adding just a little bit of our special secret ingredient, the puree. I can't tell you what's in it. I'll just tell you there's a whole bunch of different kinds of peppers. I'll tell you, as I'm making it, I came up with the idea because I was sort of inspired by some smokier tequilas, and I wanted to find a cocktail that stood up to them. So we muddle that up quite well, and I'll add a little bit of ice over here. And we're going to add our Avión Reposado. And this is Citrange here, which is just an orange liqueur. And then we're going to add our lime juice and simple syrup. And this cocktail actually gets strained over ice because there's quite a bit of sediment. It drinks a lot better when it's strained. I'm going to shake that up really well. There you are.
Okay, so this is the Naughty Pineapple Margarita. I noticed no salt on the rims of either of
these. Nope, we will upon request, but generally with these two cocktails, we don't serve them with salt.
Is the salt and margarita thing traditional, or is it something that people have just sort of done over time?
It's funny you ask that, because everybody traditionally thinks of taking an actual shot of tequila with the salt and lime, whereas we use a big wedge of fresh orange with red sugar on it. What we found is that the natural sugars of the orange actually enhance good tequila, whereas lime and salt are designed to cover up bad tequila. So if you've done it for a long time, don't worry about it. It's okay. But we just found that this works best. Good.
Thank you so much, Josh.
Thank you. My pleasure. Glad you enjoyed it.
Este es celito lindo, lindo celito que canto aquí.
Well, Magna, tough work, but someone had to do it, I guess.
Exactly. You can see why I grabbed dibs on that assignment.
Absolutely. I must say you came in today looking none the worse for wear and tear. But seriously, not everyone drinks. There should always be a designated driver. And this leads to a question. Does Josh Jameson make non-alcoholic versions of the margaritas?
In fact, he does. And at Lolita, I tried some of those, too. And one of them in particular, the lime cocoa, which I guess is exactly what it sounds like. It's lime juice and coconut milk. It was actually excellent. And for everyone who wants to give it a try and one of these other margaritas that we featured today, you can find the recipes for them at our website, radioboston.org. And for all celebrating Cinco de Mayo today, including you, Anthony, salud. But please don't forget to celebrate responsibly.
Absolutely.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.
Mi corazón.